Hi, this is fourth and the last part of Microsoft Excel interview asked questions. It will enrich your Excel knowledge and prepare you for your next job interview. Question 61. Can we create shortcuts to Microsoft Excel functions? Answer: yes, you can create shortcuts to Microsoft Excel functions using a feature called Custom Keyboard Shortcuts. This feature allows you to assign your own key combinations to specific Excel functions, making it easier and quicker to access them. Question 62. Explain the difference between absolute and relative cell references. Answer: the two main types of cell references are absolute and relative references. Here's an explanation of the difference between the two. Relative cell references. A relative cell reference is the default type of reference used in spreadsheets. When you create a formula or a reference to a cell using relative references, the reference is based on the position relative to the cell where the formula is located. Absolute cell references. An absolute cell reference is used when you want a reference to always point to a specific cell, regardless of where the formula is copied or filled. It is denoted by using a dollar sign, dollar, before the column letter and row number of the cell reference. Absolute references are typically used when you want to refer to a fixed value, such as a constant or a specific cell that you want to remain unchanged, even when you copy or fill the formula to other cells. Question 63. How do you split merged cells in Excel? Answer: to split merged cells in Excel, follow these steps. 1. Select the merged cell or range of merged cells that you want to split. 2. In the Home tab of the Excel ribbon, locate the alignment group. 3. Look for the Merge and Center button, which is typically located in the middle of the group. Click on the small arrow next to it to open the drop-down menu. 4. From the drop-down menu, select Unmerge Cells. This will split the merged cells into individual cells, and the content will be distributed accordingly. 5. If there was any content in the merged cells, it will now be placed in the upper left cell of the original merged range. You can then adjust and move the content to the desired cells. Question 64. How do you format the axis labels in a chart? Answer: to format axis labels in a chart in Excel, you can follow these steps. Select the chart by clicking on it. Right-click on one of the axis labels, either the X-axis or Y-axis, that you want to format. A context menu will appear. From the context menu, select the Format Axis option. This will open the Format Axis pane on the right side of the Excel window. In the Format Axis pane, you will find various formatting options for the selected axis. The available options may vary depending on the type of chart you're working with, example, column chart, line chart, etc. To format the axis labels, navigate to the Axis Options section within the Format Axis pane. Here, you can modify the label options such as the font style, font size, font color, and other formatting settings. Additionally, you can adjust the rotation angle of the labels, set a custom number format, or even choose to display the labels in a different orientation, example, vertical. Make the desired formatting changes according to your preferences. If you have multiple axes in your chart, example, secondary axis, you can repeat the above steps to format their labels as well. Once you're satisfied with the formatting, you can close the Format Axis pane. Question 65. What is the trim function in Excel? Answer: the trim function in Excel is a text function that allows you to remove extra spaces from a text string. It is primarily used to clean up data imported from external sources or when dealing with user-entered data, as leading and trailing spaces can cause issues with calculations, comparisons, and formatting. Question 66. Explain the difference between a clustered column chart and a stacked column chart in Excel. Answer: in Excel, both clustered column charts and stacked column charts are used to visually represent data in column form. However, they differ in how they present and group the data. Clustered column chart, it displays multiple columns side by side, grouped by categories or series. Each category or series is represented by a separate cluster of columns. This type of chart is suitable when you want to compare values across different categories or series. Stacked column chart, it represents data using columns, but the columns are stacked on top of each other instead of being placed side by side. Each column represents a category or series, and the height of the column represents the total value for that category or series. The column is further divided into segments, and each segment represents a different subcategory or subseries. Clustered column charts are suitable for comparing values across different categories or series, whereas stacked column charts are useful for showing the composition or contribution of subcategories within each category or series. Question 67. How to find the largest value in a range of cells in Excel? Answer. To find the largest value in a range of cells in Excel, you can use the max function. Here's how you can do it. 1. Open your Excel worksheet and select the cell where you want the largest value to be displayed. 2. In that cell, enter the following formula, equals max, range. 3. Press Enter to calculate the formula. The cell will display the largest value from the specified range. The max function evaluates the range and returns the maximum value found within it. It can be used with both numerical and non-numerical values. Question 68. What is the difference between a column chart and a bar chart in Excel? Answer. Column charts use vertical bars and are useful for comparing values across different categories or showing changes over time. Bar charts use horizontal bars and are useful for comparing values within a single category or showing rankings. Both chart types have their specific use cases, and the choice between them depends on the nature of your data and the message you want to convey. Excel provides easy-to-use tools for creating and customizing both column and bar charts to suit your needs. Question 69. How to protect specific cells in an Excel worksheet from being modified? Answer. To protect specific cells in an Excel worksheet from being modified, you can follow these steps. 1. Open your Excel worksheet and select the cells you want to protect. You can select multiple cells by holding the Control key while clicking on each cell. 2. Right-click on the selected cells and choose Format Cells from the context menu. 3. In the Format Cells dialog box, go to the Protection tab. 4. Uncheck the locked option. This will allow you to protect these cells later while leaving them editable for now. Click OK to close the dialog box. 5. Now, it's time to protect the worksheet. Go to the Review tab in the Excel ribbon. 6. Click on the Protect Sheet button in the Changes group. A Protect Sheet dialog box will appear. 7. In the Protect Sheet dialog box, you can set a password if you want. This password will be required to unprotect the worksheet later. You can also customize various options for protecting the sheet, such as allowing certain actions, sorting, filtering, etc., even when the sheet is protected. Adjust the options as per your requirements. 8. Make sure to check the Protect Worksheet and Contents of Locked Cells option. This will ensure that the cells you want to protect are locked and cannot be modified. You can also check other options if needed. 9. Click OK to protect the worksheet. Question 70. What is the average function in Excel and how is it used? Answer. The average function in Excel is a mathematical function that calculates the arithmetic mean of a range of numbers. It is commonly used to find the average value of a set of data points in a worksheet. Question 71. How to eliminate leading, trailing, or double spaces in a text in Microsoft Excel? Answer. To get rid of leading, trailing, or double spaces in a text in Microsoft Excel, you can use a combination of Excel's built-in functions like trim, clean, and substitute. Here's a step-by-step guide. 1. Open your Excel spreadsheet and select the cell or range of cells containing the text you want to remove spaces from. 2. In an empty cell, enter the formula, equals trim, clean, substitute, A1, comma. Ensure to replace A1 with the cell reference of the first cell in your selected range. The substitute function replaces any instances of double spaces with a single space. The clean function removes any non-printable characters from the text. The trim function removes leading and trailing spaces. 3. Press Enter to apply the formula. The cell should now display the trimmed text without leading, trailing, or double spaces. 4. Copy the formula cell and paste it into the rest of the cells in the range, if necessary. 5. If you want to replace the original text with the trimmed text, select the range of cells with the formula results, right-click, and choose Copy, or press Ctrl plus C. 6. Right-click on the same range, choose Paste Special, and select values from the Paste Special options. This will replace the formulas with their calculated results. Your text should now be free of leading, trailing, and double spaces. Remember to save your Excel file if you want to keep the changes permanently. Question 72. What are the most useful keyboard shortcuts you use in Microsoft Excel? Answer. There are several useful keyboard shortcuts in Microsoft Excel that can help improve your productivity. Here are some commonly used shortcuts. 1. Ctrl plus C, copy selected cells or range. 2. Ctrl plus X, cut selected cells or range. 3. Ctrl plus V, paste copied or cut cells or range. 4. Ctrl plus Z, undo the last action. 5. Ctrl plus Y, redo the last action. 6. Ctrl plus S, save the current workbook. 7. Ctrl plus A, select the entire worksheet. 8. Ctrl plus B, apply bold formatting to the selected cells. 9. Ctrl plus I, apply italic formatting to the selected cells. 10. Ctrl plus U, apply underline formatting to the selected cells. 11. Ctrl plus F, open the Find dialog box to search for specific content in the worksheet. 12. Ctrl plus H, open the Find and Replace dialog box to search for and replace specific content in the worksheet. 13. Ctrl plus G, open the Go to dialog box to navigate to a specific cell or range. 14. Ctrl plus 1, open the Format Cells dialog box to modify cell formatting. 15. Ctrl plus Shift plus tilde mark, apply the general number format to the selected cells. 16. Ctrl plus Shift plus dollar, apply the currency format to the selected cells. 17. Ctrl plus Shift plus percent, apply the percentage format to the selected cells. 18. Ctrl plus Shift plus hashtag, apply the date format to the selected cells. 19. Ctrl plus Shift plus at, apply the time format to the selected cells. 20. Ctrl plus Shift plus exclamation mark, apply the number format with two decimal places to the selected cells. These are just a few examples of the many keyboard shortcuts available in Excel. Learning and utilizing these shortcuts can significantly speed up your work and make you more efficient in Excel. Question 73. Specify the shortcut for spell check in Excel? Answer. In Excel, there is no specific keyboard shortcut for spell check like there is in some word processing programs. However, you can still perform spell check in Excel by using the following steps. 1. Press F7 on your keyboard. This will open the spelling dialog box. 2. The spelling dialog box will display the first potential error it finds. If the word is spelled incorrectly, you can choose one of the suggested corrections or type the correct spelling in the Change to box. 3. To correct the misspelled word, you can click the Change button to replace the word with the selected suggestion. If you want to replace all instances of the word throughout the workbook, you can click the Change All button. 4. If the word is spelled correctly and you want to ignore it, you can click the Ignore Once button to move on to the next potential error. Alternatively, you can click the Ignore All button to skip all instances of the word throughout the workbook. 5. If the word is not in the dictionary, but you believe it is correct, you can click the Add button to add it to the custom dictionary. This will prevent Excel from flagging it as an error in future spell checks. 6. After reviewing and correcting or ignoring all potential errors, click the Close button to exit the spelling dialog box. While there is no dedicated keyboard shortcut, using the F7 key is a convenient way to access the spell check functionality in Excel. Question 74. How to group dates in pivot tables in Excel? Answer. To group dates in pivot tables, you can follow these steps. 1. Create a pivot table using your desired date range in your spreadsheet program 2. Once you have your pivot table, locate the column containing the dates that you want to group. This column should be placed in the rows or columns section of the pivot table fields list, depending on your preference. 3. Right-click on any date within the pivot table column and select the group option. Alternatively, You can also find the group option in the pivot table's contextual menu or toolbar. 4. A dialog box will appear, allowing you to choose how you want to group the dates. You can group dates by days, months, quarters, or years, depending on your data and analysis requirements. Select the appropriate option for your needs. 5. After selecting the grouping option, click the OK button to apply the changes. The pivot table will automatically update, and the dates will be grouped based on your selection. 6. You can expand or collapse the grouped dates by using the plus or minus symbols next to the grouped items in the pivot table. By following these steps, you should be able to group dates in pivot tables effectively, providing a more organized and summarized view of your data. Question 75. When you should use a waterfall chart? Answer: A waterfall chart is a visualization tool commonly used in Excel to show the cumulative effect of positive and negative values on a starting point. It is particularly useful in the following situations: understanding financial statements, sales analysis, project management, inventory management, budgeting and forecasting. Question 76. What is a bullet chart in Microsoft Excel? Answer: A bullet chart is a visualization tool available in Microsoft Excel used to display comparative data in a concise and effective manner. It provides a quick and clear way to present progress towards a goal or target. A bullet chart typically consists of a horizontal bar that represents the data being measured, such as sales performance or project completion. The bar is divided into different segments or zones, each indicating different ranges or levels of performance. For example, the segments can represent poor, satisfactory, and excellent performance. Question 77. When to use bullet charts in Excel? Answer: Bullet charts are often used as a replacement for traditional gauges or thermometers, as they provide more detailed information within a compact space. They are especially useful for tracking progress over time and comparing multiple data sets simultaneously. Question 78. How to create bullet charts in Excel? Answer: In Microsoft Excel, you can create a bullet chart using the built-in charting features. The exact steps to create a bullet chart may vary slightly depending on the version of Excel you are using, but generally. Question 79. How can you replace one value with another in Excel? Answer: To replace one value with another in Excel, you can use the Find and Replace feature. Here's how you can do it. 1. Open your Excel spreadsheet and select the range of cells where you want to perform the replacement. You can select a single cell, a column, a row, or a range of cells. 2. Press Ctrl plus H on your keyboard to open the Find and Replace dialog box. 3. In the Find What field, enter the value you want to replace. 4. In the Replace With field, enter the new value that you want to replace the old value with. 5. Choose whether you want to replace the values in the entire sheet or within the selected range by selecting the appropriate option in the Within section. 6. Choose the desired search options. You can choose to match the case, search for the whole word, or search in formulas. 7. Click on the Replace All button to replace all occurrences of the old value with the new value throughout the selected range or sheet. If you want to replace the values one by one, you can use the Replace button to replace them individually. 8. Excel will display the number of replacements made. Click on the OK button to close the dialog box. Question 80. What are the different types of data filters available in Excel? Answer: Microsoft Excel provides several types of data filters to help you analyze and manipulate data, such as Autofilter, Advanced Filter, Filter by Color, Top/Bottom Filters, Date Filter, Custom Filter, Number Filter, Text Filter. Thank you for listening to our podcast.